healthcare reform.
A little something-something to make greener cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. More money from Washington headed for car makers, but this time it's not a bailout. The Energy Secretary Stephen Chu is expected to announce the first recipients today of a government program, a $25 billion program aimed at making cars more energy efficient. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining me now from our bureau in New York live. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So where's this money coming from?
Well, this is a government program that was passed by Congress before the auto industry went into free fall, back when $25 billion was still a lot of money. It passed back in December of 2007 and was finally funded late last year. And it's aimed at getting the automakers to update their factories to make newer, more energy-efficient cars. One of the requirements, in fact, for getting the loans is that they use the money to make cars that are at least 25% more efficient than the ones they are replacing.
So who's getting money today?
Well, the expectation is that it'll be Ford, which is based in Dearborn, where the energy secretary is going to be making his announcement this morning. Also, the Silicon Valley-based electric car maker Tesla and the Japanese automaker Nissan. And in Nissan's case, the money would likely be used to upgrade a plant outside Nashville. Now, none of the companies are confirming this yet publicly. Maybe they don't want to jinx it before they have the check in hand, but those three are reported to be the first recipients.
Now, wait a second, Jeremy, because there are a couple of car makers missing, namely GM and Chrysler. What's going on there?
You noticed I left those out. Well, it turns out, Steve, that one of the other stipulations for companies that want to get loans is they have to be financially viable. And at the moment, GM and Chrysler don't fit that description, though I must say they may be eligible for money from the program down the road.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from our bureau in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Toyota has a new president today, and his name is Toyota with a D. It's the founder's grandson. The world's biggest car maker is looking to reverse losses there. Markets fell in Asia today. The Nikkei dropped by nearly 3%. Same for the Hang Seng, as a matter of fact. European shares mostly higher right now. And yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 3%. The NASDAQ down 3 1/3. And the Dow lost about 200 points to close at 83.39, about 2% there. The Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, is on a tear against private enterprise. Earlier this month, his government banned Coke Zero over health concerns, and he's threatening to take over a Pfizer plant there, his latest target, drug companies. From the Americas desk at WLRN in Miami, here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
President Hugo Chavez says medical discoveries should belong to the world. His government plans to invalidate some pharmaceutical patents. Local producers would then create cheaper generic versions of popular AIDS and cancer drugs. Ian Vasquez with the Cato Institute says Big Pharma may stop selling drugs to Venezuela. That could lead to shortages, particularly of the newest medicines. But he says a boycott on drug exports wouldn't force Venezuela to recognize international property rights.
A boycott at this point is almost superfluous, since what the Venezuelan government has declared is that their property is being stolen and going to be used anyway.
Vasquez says the real risk for pharmaceutical companies is Venezuela could sell its generic drugs to other countries. That could undermine the profits even further. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Today, MySpace said it's cutting 300 positions in its global workforce. It's also closing four offices outside of the U.S. as it tries to weather competition from other social networking sites. The U.S. Justice Department may nix its legal case seeking the Swiss bank UBS to divulge names. Uncle Sam originally wanted information on more than 50,000 wealthy American clients suspected of offshore tax evasion, but today's New York Times says the government may drop it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
Lots of Americans want to bring their electricity bills down, and solar energy is one way to do that. But for many homeowners, it's still too expensive to install a system. Well, one group is trying to bring that cost down by encouraging American neighborhoods to pool their money together to buy their panels in bulk. From San Francisco, Lisa Desai reports.
Mike Friedman and Damian Bradley are getting ready for a dinner party.
We use a lot of electricity. I am a big fan of kitchen electrics.
But they aren't worried about their power bill, because that blender they're using is running on solar. The couple decided to buy panels when they found out about one block off the grid.
Hey, how are you?
The group goes door to door around neighborhoods, and once they've signed up 100 homes, they use that as leveraging power to bargain with solar installers. That process lowered Mike and Damien's cost to $15,000, saving them a total of $6,000.
I think we wouldn't have done it otherwise. There would have been that sort of just that much additional money that I didn't quite have or couldn't put my hands on.
Americans can get their hands on solar panels for a lot less this year. Panel prices have dropped up to 40%. There's too many on the market and not enough people buying them because of the recession. And there's a new 30% tax credit for homeowners who go solar.
This is our Sunnyvale warehouse in the
Christopher Macy's is the sales manager of an installation company. He says the problem is that most homeowners don't understand the solar industry enough to bargain themselves.
A lot of folks don't feel necessarily comfortable that what they're hearing is a straight shot. They just want to know they're making the right choice and if that is a good deal or not.
That's where One Block Off the Grid steps in. They teach the basics of solar through emails, tutorials, even personal phone calls. Here in the Bay Area, they've accounted for a quarter of solar installations and signed up 2,300 homeowners looking to save some money.
That's still not enough to make a huge dent.
Dave Lorenz is the founder of One Block Off the Grid.
We have to go even bigger than that. We need to create this sort of tipping point and understanding that solar can be cost effective.
Right now, they're trying to do just that in New Orleans and Denver. If they're successful in those cities, they hope to help Americans go solar all over the country. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Desai for Marketplace.
Got some energy-saving ideas? Share them with us at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
Can you imagine?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.